You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Now, to you graduates, and I approach you tonight, perhaps the greatest battle you're going to face is to fight. You're going to have to fight for everything in life. You'll have to fight for your marriage. The devil's out to destroy your marriage. Savannah Rowe got engaged yesterday. We're very happy for her and got her diploma tonight. And we're excited for her. She's going to have to fight. Matt's going to have to fight for their marriage. The devil hates their marriage. The devil hates a Christian home. The devil hates a servant of God. The world's going to fight against them and fight against all you graduates. The flesh will fight against you. The devil will fight, and it will be a daily battle. Lester Roloff used to sing once again, I faced Satan this morning, and I battled him all the day long. You're going to battle the devil every day. Now you resist him, he'll flee. He always flees, but he'll come back, and you resist him again. The biggest challenge you have is to fight. I think of your employers, and many of you employers are here tonight. You're their bosses, you're their managers, you're their foremen, you're the CEO of a company, a CFO. And I want to thank you personally for employing our kids. But every employer has drawn a line in the sand and said, this is what our company stands for. They stand for honesty. Every company where we have kids working stands for honesty. They stand for integrity. They stand for good, hard work ethic. They're great companies, but you have to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. You're going to have to learn to stand. Stand in your marriage. Stand in your ministry. And tonight we have the illustration of a young boy. He made the decision to stand for God. His elder brother, Eliab, made fun of him. His brothers all made fun of him. Goliath made fun of him. Saul said, you can't go, you're just but a youth. And he's a man of war from his youth. But he said, I'm gonna go in the name of my God. And I'm gonna serve my God. David put on the armor of Saul. He put on his spear, he put on his bolster, he put on the coat of mail, he put it all on. And he said, he had it all on. He said, I can't go with these. These will never work. Saul said, well, what do you want to go? He said, I want to go with my slingshot and five stones. Goliath had four brothers. He was going to go after all five of them. He said, that's what I'm going to go. And he went out there, just a little ruddy little boy, to a great giant, nearly 9 foot tall. He fought against him that day. And he took his sling, not a spear, not a sword, but a sling. And he put that rock in there, and he slung that sling around. We sing about it, only a boy named David. And one little stone went in the air, and the sling went round and round, and round and round and round and round. And he let it go. And when he let it go, it sunk right in the forehead of that great, huge giant. He fell down. David went over and took his sword and cut his head off and then drug that head back to the king. Said, here's a man that fights against you. Everybody has to fight. I'm married to a fighter. I'm not talking about husband and wife. We don't have to fight. She's a fighter. I think Sister Reyes mentioned it tonight. It was a week ago, it was a year ago exactly today that we found out she had cancer. She's never had a toothache in her life. But in the last 20 months, she's had four major surgeries. Two femurs broken, and her ankles shattered, and cancer surgery. But she has never wanted to give up. She's got some great plans for the college, for the church, for the ministry here. I'm glad I'm married to a fighter. And girls, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight not with your husband, but fight for your husband. The devil hates your husband. The devil hates what he's going to stand for. And you've got to be in a corner and fight for him. I'm looking tonight in the scripture, and as we see the scripture, we see that several things about David and Goliath. Let me go quickly. David, first of all, found a battle. Everybody's going to have to find a battle. What what of you graduates? Would you pray that God would send you to Greenland? Would you pray that maybe, Lord, am I supposed to go there as a missionary to preach the gospel to Greenland? Greenland's not 10 million people. Greenland's not 5 million people. Greenland, a huge country, is not 1 million people. Greenland is not 750,000. It's 591,000 people. Why don't you go own Greenland? Find a fight and say, I'm going to Greenland. Greenland has a constitution that allows you to get out of school 1 hour every week to study religion, any religion you want. Hey, go get in that public school and start to teach boys and girls that Jesus is the answer. Somebody ought to go to Greenland. I'd like to go tonight. What an honor to go to Greenland. Hey, someone here needs to go to the Solomon Islands. I could not sleep about 4 years ago. I got up in the middle of the night and I found out the Solomon Islands, located north of Australia, I found out that was established by Baptists. But Baptists are almost extinct now. 971,000 people live in the Solomon Islands. But they're open to the gospel. They too have a constitution that says you can study about whatever religion you want 1 hour a week in public school. Why don't you go there? Hey, fellas, why? So, well, I don't know. They might not have, what do you say that was everybody laughed at? Android? Is that a funny? I don't know anything about computers. Is that a, I guess, do you have an Android?
I do not.
No, do you? No, do you?
Dial up.
There you go. Do you have, do you? Whatever it is, it is. So, does anybody have Android here tonight? Look at you people. You have you look too intelligent to have Android. Explain to me afterwards what an Android is. I always think it's something that flies in space. I don't know what it is. Could you find, could you be a youth pastor in a church? Could you go to a park and just start playing ball with boys? Just play basketball with them. See, fellas, I don't want to sit you down. I want to tell you about Jesus Christ is the answer. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. You've got to be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Could you preach to those boys? Could you see them coming? Could you see them coming to Bible clubs? Could you see them starting to play instruments? Could you see them starting to understand the Word of God? Can't you see 100 a year from now, and 200, and 500? Hey, we used to have youth groups in America. We don't have them. These four groups are traveling this summer. Most of the churches we go to, there'll be no seniors. Youth groups are a thing of the past. I've been preaching all over this country this last spring. And everywhere I go, there's hardly any teenagers. They're just extinct. We always have a youth conference. This place would be packed in June with teenagers from across the nation. But we used to always have five churches that brought 100 students every year. All five brought 100. None of those don't even come anymore. They don't have youth groups. Our church was the largest, well over 100 last year. The next church was from Pasco, Washington. They had 38. Why don't some of you boys say, I'm going to be a youth pastor. I'm going to get out of my office. I'm going to knock on doors. I'm going to give the gospel. I'm going to be on the public school campus. I'm going to preach the Word of God. I'm going to do something with my life. God says, find a battle. David found a battle. It was Goliath. Not only do you find a battle, then you fight your battle. You're gonna have to fight. Everything in life, you have to fight. We I've been telling the students the last 2-3 weeks here. We made a manual for everything. We always began with the end of a thing and we came back to the beginning. So we have a manual for our staff, a manual for the deacons, a manual for the ushers, a manual for the Sunday school teachers, a manual for the bus workers, a manual for the nursery workers. We have a manual for weddings. We have a manual for everything, because we start with the end of a thing and we work back. And if you're going to get married here, here's what our criteria is. If you're going to serve as a Sunday school, here's what you've got to do. We always begin with the end of the thing. That's what David said. I'm going to cut this guy's head off. You fight. Yeah. And here's David. He found a fight, but then he fought the battle. Thirdly, and I'll be done. Not only do you find a battle to fight, and you fight the battle, but you finish the battle. Yeah. Brother Ray, Brother Rule, and Brother Johnson have been traveling 550 miles every Tuesday, coming from Redding and coming from Chico, round trip for 29 years now, to invest in the student body. Praise God. Not one graduate will ever forget what you've done for this school. Amen. They've invested in the school. Amen. And you know what? You're going to have to finish your battle. You're going to have to finish what God wants you to do. It was April the 9th, 1942, a B-17 bomber was over the country. I just mentioned Greenland. That plane they were flying began to have trouble. As they had trouble with the plane, the 9 people inside of the plane realized they're going to have to parachute out. The problem with parachuting out, there was 100 mile per hour winds that day. It was sub-zero degrees. They were in an area where no one could get to them. But on April the 9th, 1942, they jumped out of that plane and all 9 made it. That was April the 9th. It was 100 degree winds every day and sub-zero. They had no activity on phones or radio or anything like that. And they froze. They made little fires and tried to bundle up as best they could. 15 days later, a rescue team saw them and they dropped food and supplies and blankets to them. 3 days later, a man was crawling and he got away, and there's big holes in the, and he hit one of those holes and he went down 150 feet. That's a 15-story building, and was killed. Now there's 8 left. 3 days after that, 3 men went out and the same thing happened to them. A few days later, another boy went out and it happened to him. They had 3 men left. Those 3 men had no way to get rescued. April the 9th, they went down. May the 9th, they were still down. June the 9th, they were still down. They were down for 1/3 of the year, 147 days before they ever were rescued. 3 men were rescued. You know what kept them going? They kept fighting. Don't be a quitter. Don't quit the ministry. Don't quit your marriage. Don't quit what God's called you to do. I tell you, there's been hard days here. My wife and I have stayed 50 years, but it's been the greatest joy, and we are living the greatest joy of our life right now. God's been so good to us. God's met every need, and He'll always meet every need. And God's going to meet your needs, young people. I told them tonight that we live in America. All of us have food in our refrigerator. 53 years of marriage, there was only 2 days that we had no food. I was 22 years of age and we had no food. Nothing for breakfast, nothing for lunch, nothing for dinner. The next day, nothing for breakfast, nothing for lunch. I had no food. I was in the ministry. But you know, that Monday night of a missions conference, John Calvin said, Brother Jack, let's go get a big old juicy steak.
Amen.
And I'd never fought him or anything. I said, let's go. I felt so bad. I was married to a wife. I couldn't even provide for her. The next night he came up. He said, Brother Jack, did you eat today? I said, well, and I didn't tell him, but I didn't have breakfast. We didn't have lunch. We didn't have dinner. He said, let's go get another big juicy steak tonight. I said, John, we did last night. He goes, I know, it was good. Let's go do it again. And God provided our needs. We made a decision that week about giving to missions. That was 52, 3, 4 years ago, whatever it was. We've given to missions every single offering, every single week.
Amen.
God's going to provide your needs, kids. The city hall, they don't like us anymore. I used to be able to run Santa Clara. They put in 13 stoplights on Lafayette Avenue out there. 13 of them from here out to 237. And they came and saw me and said, Pastor, where do you want the first one? I said, well, I think we'll put it over here at Clyde Avenue. They said, where do you want the second? I said, I live on Laurie. Let's do that down there. And that was the second one. I ran this city. I don't run it anymore. If our mayor's watching tonight, our congressman's watching tonight, they all know who we are, but they're not in our corner at all. They're anti-God. They're all liberals. They're sodomites on our city council. They hate the things of God. Oh, they'll come here and they'll be polite and they'll say nice things to us, and I'm grateful, but the mayor just said some nice things here, but they don't believe it. But I'm going to still fight.
Amen.
And I'm going to finish my course, and I'm going to do it with joy.
Amen. Amen.
Are you kids, would you? I get you a gift every year, and I'll give it to you at the close of the service, but that's a boxing glove. You girls can marry, use this on your husband when you get married. Just give him a jab. It says, fight the good fight of faith. 2 Timothy 4, Paul's head's going to be severed from his body any day now. He said, I've fought a good fight. So he found his journey. And he fought the good fight. And he said, I finished my course. All three words found there. Find a course and fight your course and finish your course. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. And our Father, tonight, I thank you for our student body. Lord, they're just amazing. I thank you for what they mean to each and every one of us. They're inspirational. They're such a blessing. And I pray for our friends that are here tonight that are lost. They do not know that they have the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ. May they come and get saved tonight on this Wednesday night service. May they place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who alone can save them, forgive them of all their sin, write their name in the book of life, and have a hope of heaven one day. I pray that one that's closest to dying, for some will not even make it through the year 2026, I pray that this would be the night they get saved. It may be the youngest in this room tonight. It may be the eldest. But God, we have people every week in this church pass away. We have another funeral tomorrow. God, I pray that we'd wake up to the fact that we must be born again. I pray that these graduates are determined to live for thee. Mothers and dads were determined to live for thee. God, I pray that you'd save everyone here tonight.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.